Whether you're in search of a great new bottle of wine or you want a rundown of the best brunch spots in the area, Mike and Stu have the answer. With a combined half century in the industry, they bring their wealth of experience to bring you the latest trends, expert opinions, and interviews with people in the know. They are the dynamic duo of dining.
Oh, it's a wine and food show, Stu.
It's a food and wine show, trust me.
Look right here, it's Sip and Chew. It's wine and food.
Because Chew rhymes with Stew, that's the only reason.
Are you glorified fry cook?
Yeah, grape killer.
Now it's time to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu on FM Talk 106.5.
Just in time to catch that cough.
Well, I can't get well. This weather keeps changing so much, and I keep getting this junk
what
in my lungs.
We just had the first change in weather in 14 years.
I know, but
it was hot for 72 months in a row.
Yeah, it's going to be hot again today.
I know, and we're going to the. I've lived here all my life, never been to the Shrimp Festival.
Neither have I.
And I'm going today, and it's supposed to be almost 90 degrees today. Of course.
So we're going to have a report from you next week.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
Record something.
I don't have anything to compare it to because I've never been to it. But it's going to be a good fun Sunday trip, and who knows, I might end up bushwhacked somewhere.
No, I'm sure about it.
I just can't imagine that. I'm really shocked.
I got to do my reporting. Got to do my studies. But
research.
Yeah, but it is going to be a beautiful
day. You are the beverage guy, right?
I hear that I am.
Yeah.
I'm no sommelier, but anyway.
We know.
Good morning, Stu. Good morning, Charlie. How are y'all doing this morning?
Good morning. Good morning.
It's good to see you, boys.
Yeah. Yeah. Glad to be here.
Want to start off with the sad news first?
Yeah, it's...
You're going to pull
sad.
It up. My phone's busy.
I see that.
You actually have a reason to look at your phone now other than gossiping with your girl from the ladies from the coffee class.
What is wrong with my phone here? Anyway, I keep bringing up notes. I keep my notes on my phone more than I've ever done before, more than I ever write down. Yeah. But Rose Mosley, mm-hmm. Mosley's Meat Market, and Mosley's Fine Meats, she passed away yesterday.
Yeah.
And what a great businesswoman she was and a great human being. What a wonderful woman she is and was. Our heart and prayers goes out to her family.
Right, the whole Mosley family.
And, yeah.
And even those that are related or know her that don't have the last name Mosley.
Right.
Everyone. She touched a lot of lives.
She did touch a lot of lives. She did a lot for the community. She was a pioneer in what she her industry.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not enough words to say. I mean, she built a heck of a business there on the airport, and I got one in Daphne. Her sons, Daryl and Kenny, my heart goes out to them and the whole family. And she's built one heck of a wine business, too. She's
got
a lot of wine there and all the custom meats that you can buy there. It's just sad, but, I've known her a long time. I've known Rose a long time, but she's going to sadly be missed for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Hey, all my fellow Simians out there in Sims, get to Walmart today, noon to 4. World Food Champ Anthony Serrano is at the Walmart in Sims.
Oh, boy.
Doing the Food Champ recipes. You know, the series that Chris Sherrill has been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony has come all the way out here from Arizona.
Wow.
Yeah.
They don't have Walmarts in Arizona?
Oh, that's the whole thing with this Walmart Food Champ series is they're picking out food champs from World Food Championships.
Mm-hmm.
And they fly them all over the country to demonstrate these recipes that we at World Food Championships. Now, I haven't contributed a lick to this.
Uh-huh.
But I'm a member of World Food Championships, so I get to say we. But actually, Chris Sherrill is one of the chefs who has contributed the recipes to this. They're demonstrating how to use great value brand products
mm-hmm.
in ways that are easy for the home cook.
Right.
Some little things. They're doing some great demonstrations. I'm sure Anthony had a great time yesterday, and hopefully I'll get a chance to run up there because, you know, it's a half mile from the house.
There we go.
And there's Mike again playing around on his phone.
He's going back to that.
What did Shelley say when she found out that Mick had kissed her sister? You looking at the gossip on there?
No, I'm looking at my notes.
Oh. Yeah, but go by the Sims Walmart today, noon to 4, and check out what the Anthony's doing. Now, here's the thing. These recipes are going over so well, Michael.
Yeah.
That they don't do the same recipes on Sunday that they do on Saturday, because everything that was on the recipes on Saturdays is sold out.
Yeah.
Gone off the shelves.
Well, that's a good thing.
Have to do new recipes on Sunday. Yeah. And people are loving these recipes, mm-hmm. and the combinations they're coming up with. So, yeah, go out there in Sims if you're out in the West Mobile area. You know, Chris did the one at Airport and Schillinger's a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
And now Anthony's in here doing the one in Sims. And we've got a few more Walmarts in the area, I do believe. So you can expect to see a world food champ in your red neck of the woods anytime soon.
You know, I have to applaud Walmart, what they're doing.
They're stepping up their game.
They are stepping up the game. They're doing it with the wine. Mm-hmm. They're doing it with now the food.
Right.
The gastronomic. They're just becoming gastronomic leaders in each of the communities, and especially pairing themselves and teaming up with World Food Championship.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you could do that's worse than teaming up with the best chefs in the world.
Yeah. But, you know, that's us. That's our game. And,
yeah.
And us being, you being a part of the World Food Championship family, you know, it means a lot.
As are you, because Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu, that's us.
That's us.
Yeah. We are the media face of Team Alabama for World Food Championship.
Woo! This
yeah.
face?
Yeah,
and
well.
Your face?
Well, yeah.
Let's face it.
My guess is yes. Next year, it will be someone a lot more feminine than us. Well, of course, I'm looking at your outfit today, and I don't know if there could be anyone more feminine than you.
Oh,
that
Lord.
Is quite a pink shirt.
Well, this
tell us about this pink shirt.
Well, this
it's extremely.
I'm
pink.
Gonna post it on Facebook.
You could be in a room of 5,000 guys wearing a pink shirt. And uh-huh. someone go, which one's Mike Bailey? And they would say the one in the pink shirt, and they'd all point at you.
Okay.
That's how pink this shirt is.
Kind of matches your eyes, Mike.
You talking about the what used to be white?
Mm-hmm. The roadmap of Georgia.
Now, this is from Butch Cassidy's. Gloria, who is one of Roy's servers, been there a long time. Her daughter passed away about 5 years ago from breast cancer. And and, you know, me knowing what it's like to lose a child, you know.
Yeah.
It's anyway, let me get back on the subject. Gloria's daughter passed away 5 years ago with breast cancer. So Roy does these T-shirts, and they're pink T-shirts, and they got the ribbon on the front. And every bit, they're only $20. You can go buy Butch Cassidy's and get one. I'm wearing mine this morning. They're only $20, and all the money goes to the Mitchell Cancer Center. Now, the great thing about the Mitchell Cancer Center, all the money stays in Mobile.
Exactly.
It doesn't leave. It stays here
right.
in our community and takes care of people in our community and those battling cancer. Speaking of that, Roy's son got married yesterday,
mm-hmm.
and we were at Botanical Gardens.
Oh.
Beautiful setting. And Gina Gregory was there.
Mm-hmm.
And Gina's been battling cancer.
Okay.
And you can go on Facebook and you can follow her, her journey. She mm-hmm. had her whole journey recorded.
Right.
And she really looked good. Saw her and her husband yesterday. I've known Gina since she was in the media business. And she's certainly a fine city council person. She's a sweet person. And it's been hard for her. It's been difficult for her. But it's a great journey. I've been following it and keeping up with her. And, you know, cancer's a real thing, and it's a real thing that'll kill you and kill a lot of people, not only breast cancer, all cancer. So you need to get out there and support. And, you know, they said, why is only October the only month? You know, there ought to be awareness of cancer, particularly breast cancer and all cancers year-round, not just because they don't pick October to hit you, you know. But I understand why they pick October. And
you were talking about, you know, when you give like to this mm-hmm. and you give to the Mitchell Cancer Center, you know where your charity money's going. Mm-hmm. And that brings up something right now that you keep seeing on the news constantly mm-hmm. about help the people from Hurricane Michael. And we all want to do that, our neighbors.
Absolutely.
But every single news channel is saying, go give to the Red Cross. And you and I and everyone that lives on the Gulf Coast knows that very little of that money will ever make it to the people affected by Michael.
A lot of it goes to the administration.
But the right, salaries, bonuses, and vacations. You know, that's what it goes to. But there's an organization that is over in Panama City now called mm-hmm. Operation Barbecue Relief. And this organization. We had them on last year. I interviewed them at World Food Championships.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, Google Operation Barbecue Relief. You want to donate? Donate to them.
Yeah.
Because they're not throwing people two chicken nuggets and a fruit cup like Red Cross is. They're feeding them a championship quality barbecue dinner.
Yeah.
For free, for nothing.
Nukes over at McGowan Center, mm-hmm. they've closed down to serve the people. In Florida.
That's good.
See, fellas, that's I hate to interrupt you, but it's time for a break. And right, Stu, I've got some of the local music you've sent me.
Okay.
And I don't know if you want to set this up or not.
All I know is it's Sugar Cane Jane, right?
Anthony yep. and Savannah.
Yeah, Savannah.
Great Jesus local man. Band. He used to be with Neil Young.
Mm-hmm. I love their sound.
Where I long to be is underneath that live oak tree, sipping cool iced tea, writing my poetry, where the gentle breeze sweetens my memories. That's the me you will find in a southern state of mind. Na 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 na. Feels so wide, glowing in the pale moonlight, underneath the sky, on a sultry August night, like a mystery, mystically it waits for me, pieces of what I find, in my southern state of mind.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
This is Billy Stitt with Billy Small Batch Bacon, and I'm here from Old 27 Grill on the Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Oh, my God, that's heaven, that
yeah,
bacon.
Yeah.
That bacon. Good bacon. Hey, you know, next weekend is Conecuh Sausage Festival.
I didn't know there was one.
They have their own festival?
The Conecuh County Sausage Festival next weekend.
Oh, county, sure, that sort of.
Conecuh County Sausage Festival, sponsored by Conecuh Sausage, I believe. And coming up in a few weeks, let's see.
World Food Championship. There's a lot of stuff, Mike.
There's so much stuff going on.
We got a lot of people coming on to talk about the stuff that's coming on.
Really?
Yeah, you don't read anything I said.
I do read it. Yeah. I do read it.
But we've got Bourbon on the Bay is going to come on.
Mm-hmm.
A Night in Havana is going to be with us, the folks from there. The Bay Bash at the museum that looks like a boat. Help me with that.
The Maritime.
Thank you. Yeah, they're going to come on and discuss it. So we've got a lot of local events coming up because this is the season.
It is that, and there's another big one coming up next, when's the 18th? Is that next Friday?
Sure.
Thursday or Friday? The 4th Annual Down to Earth Farm Raiser.
Okay.
Victory Teaching Garden is on Rickerby Street, and they have their regular
dinner. I used to work with her twin sister.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's coming up on the 18th, and you can buy tickets for that. You can go to their Facebook page, and I was going to go, but I've just got too many irons in the fire right now. It's just too many irons in the fire. And I guess that's a good thing. But I do want to go to the bourbon thing.
Yeah.
And then I do want to go to
the bourbon thing.
The Po' Boy Festival in New Orleans to get some ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Do some research.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do, some research.
Yeah. In other words, he going to go eat a peacemaker and get Liddy.
Hey, guys, as a follow-up to last Sunday's wonderful quiche and that Bloody Mary, that was the best Bloody Mary I ever had. So when the bourbon folks are coming, can you all put in a word?
Actually, their event is November 11th. They're going to join us the day of the event. So maybe we can just hop, squirrel into the trunk of their car and go squeeze in.
Okay, there's
I hadn't done that since high school.
Yeah.
And drive-in movie theaters. Yeah, we did that.
Yeah. In the next segment, though, we're going to be joined by Arthur Green,
yeah,
the owner, pit master, and chief bottle washer at Bay Barbecue. Mike and I visited him a couple of weeks ago. We went through a tasting menu with him, and we did a little sit-down with him. So Mike and I get to take a nap in the next segment.
Oh, boy, I need it, too.
Yeah, so do I. 300 I cooked for yesterday.
300?
300.
Mm-hmm.
All by my lonesome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Remind me to tell you about the food we had last night at...
At someplace else?
At Roy's son's wedding.
Well, okay. Why don't you just go ahead and tell us?
Well, maybe it's not good, and they don't want to. He doesn't want
to
slander.
Well, this is someone I hope to have on the show one day.
Oh, okay. So you don't want to talk about it?
Well, I mean, it was
you
very
said
good.
Remind you, yeah. So we're reminding.
The grits and griot was really good. It's full of meat. Had a lot of meat in it.
That's what the griot is.
Yeah. Well, I know, but I'm saying there was. It wasn't all gravy. It was.
I'm glad
a lot
to
of
see.
Meat.
Grits and griot
served in a champagne in a martini glass.
That's cool,
nonetheless.
But because you know, in the 70s, the most cliche dish on a wedding buffet, the one that everybody went, I can't believe they had that on their buffet, was beef Wellington. At first, it was cool, and then it was seriously beef Wellington.
I love beef Wellington,
right? It's a great dish, but on a wedding buffet,
yeah,
now it would be a classic. Back then, it was cliche. It was people snickered. Today, it's shrimp and grits. If you've got shrimp and grits on your wedding buffet now, people are like, are you serious? Shrimp and grits? Oh, my gosh. Are we at Cracker Barrel? and the other
hey,
one.
Hey, watch it.
And the other one that I see on brunch menus that I think is every bit as overplayed is chicken and waffles.
I love chicken and waffles.
I like chicken and waffles. There's nothing to love about it. It's okay. It's a nice combination. Shrimp and grits, not a Gulf Coast dish.
Mm-hmm.
Grits and griots is.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who don't know, the griots is pork.
But these
griots, fish and grits.
These griots didn't have pork in them, believe it or not.
What did they have?
Because the bride is Jewish.
No. So I guess
so they
brisket.
Did it with beef. A brisket, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The bride's Jewish.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. I've done short ribs with grits. I believe we did that at the dinner that we did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that I served short ribs, beef short ribs with grits. Yeah, that sounds fantastic, too.
Yeah, no pork last night, which everybody was okay with that.
Why not? I love bacon, folks, but of the things that come from a pork, it's not at the top of my list.
Yeah.
I'd rather have ground patty sausage than bacon anywhere I go.
Yeah.
Not that I don't like bacon.
Yeah.
I'd rather have smoked sausage than bacon.
Wow.
I'd rather have ham than bacon.
Mm-hmm.
All of those, to me, are a better example of what pork can do.
I went
do.
And had... I went,
but bacon is still fantastic.
But do you think bacon's being oversold?
Oh, yeah. Way over...
Everything is supposed to be marvelous.
If I'm judging
bacon.
Anything... And it's bacon wrapped something. Yeah. They lose all creativity points.
Put
There's
bacon
nothing
on my
creative.
Split.
Yeah,
unless you put Billy's bacon on there.
And you know, and that's now you're using a premium product.
Yeah,
so you don't want to wrap anything
it's
in
not
that.
A generic
can,
product,
right? You have to use it correctly.
Anymore.
But this whole bacon wrap thing is a sign of immaturity and no creativity.
I went to when I was at Rouse's yesterday. I went and bought some of those smoked breakfast pork chops
because
I wanted something different.
Yeah.
For breakfast in the morning instead of bacon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something besides bacon. Another thing Roy served last night, Roy kind of provided the alcohol for the event,
okay.
The adult beverage. He had a 2007 Chateau Graysac Medoc.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what that is. Is that a wine?
It's a Bordeaux.
Okay.
It's a Bordeaux. So you don't go to many weddings and get... Chateau Graysac, a Bordeaux Chateau Graysac, and from the Medoc region.
Yeah. What's a Bordeaux?
It's from Bordeaux, a wine from Bordeaux.
Yeah.
So it was good wine. He had good wine there last night.
Good wine. Huh?
Good wine.
He had the good stuff.
The good stuff. That's right, man. That is right. So, but yeah, you said we've got a lot of things going on coming up.
Yeah, well, October is the busiest month of the year in this area.
It's the driest month of the year.
Right. It is the best weather of the year every year, and that's why all of these events take place here. That's why we've got so many weddings and stuff like that. But it's hilarious, man, how much stuff is going on in this area now.
You can't pack it all in.
And like I told you, when I moved to Nashville in 1991, there was nothing to do here. There were a handful of festivals that were not well attended, except for, you know, Greek Fest was always well attended. Shrimp Festival. And the chili cook-off.
And the shrimp festival.
And that was it. And no place for live music. There was nothing. You had George's Late Night, Banana Republic, Vincent Van Gogh's, and that was it. Everything else was honky-tonk redneck stuff with groups with no talent. You know, or two of the members in the group would be very talented, and the other two would be some guy that played drums and marching band.
Mustang
you know.
Sally and Cocaine was the only two songs they played.
Yeah. Oh, and the theme to Rawhide.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, gotta have that. And Stand By Your Man. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I thinking about the Blues Brothers? That's what it was. That was really the only scene in that movie I enjoyed was them doing Stand By Your Man and the theme to Rawhide back to back over and over again at a country club.
Yeah, were they behind Chicken Wire?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What's the Chicken Wire for? You'll find out.
Keep from getting hit with beer bottles.
Those are great. They don't make movies that funny anymore.
I used to
hang out. They're way funnier, man. They're way funnier today. I never got the John Belushi thing.
What?
To me, Jim Belushi's much funnier than
you
John.
Jim Belushi?
No, I saw it. I didn't think it was funny.
John sort of plays
get
the
it,
trail.
I'm a zit. That was hilarious in Animal House. He had a few lines in there that were good.
Well.
But then he followed up with 1941, which was one of the worst movies ever.
That was.
It was kind of bad.
We will agree there.
But you know what? He also had John Belushi did a movie that was a romantic comedy with the lady that played Sabrina on Charlie's Angels. I forget the one I liked. Called Great Divide. Wonderful movie. Really just a sweet little movie.
Y'all ready for a little?
Sure, what? Canadian Bacon?
A little more Hurricane Jane?
That's John Candy, about 30 years later.
That's right.
Folks, we're going up against a break now. We're going to visit with Arthur Green of Bay Barbecue when we get back. Doesn't that sound like fun, Charlie?
And we're talking about some
absolutely.
More movies.
But first, another cut from Hurricane Jane.
How about Sugarcane Jane?
Sugarcane Jane.
Sugarcane Jane. I got Hurricane on the brain.
Boy, do you.
Hurricane that rhymed.
Brain. Got a hurricane brain. That's something.
There is a cabin on a hill, not far from Opal Vista still. I spend many afternoons just strumming on the tune, and when the wind is right, you can't catch a smell. From that front porch to that cabin on the hill.
Thousand people throughout the South are on the line. Call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
All them cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When you get drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spoody, you to drink wine, mop, mop, wine, spoody, you to drink wine, mop, mop, wine, spoody, you to drink wine, mop, mop, pass that bottle to me.
All right, folks, we're here with the owner and proprietor, pitmaster and head dishwasher.
There you go.
Yeah, Arthur Green. We're here at Bay Barbecue. It's North Florida Street. I think Mike is familiar with the place across the street, aren't you, Mike?
Yeah, very much.
Okay, right across the street from Butch Cassidy's, which we talk about all the time on the show. Thanks for lunch, first off. That was fantastic.
Incredible. Love it.
Yeah, that is not the same barbecue you're going to find at other places. You've got your own little twist that is very, you know, it's pronounced as soon as you start tasting things. You've got a different way of looking at it. One of the things that I really appreciate is the sauces are not super, super sweet. I'm not a sweet sauce guy.
No.
I like my vinegar. Mm-hmm. And you've got a good deal of acidity in there. Not super acidic like you would find in the Western Carolina barbecue, which is just pure vinegar, which I still love.
But
you know, that espresso sauce had a great tang to it. But I know Mike has got some questions because he's the barbecue guru here. So take it away, Mike.
Well, how long have you been doing this now? And what is your history in the barbecue business?
My history has been in the barbecue. I'm on about 4 years in the barbecue business, man. Started out as me getting pretty good in the backyard at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Then I got into competitions. Then I got into catering.
Yeah.
And catering led me to here.
There you go.
There you go.
So a four-year journey mm-hmm. from cooking some barbecue in the backyard to exactly. opening a brick and mortar.
Being a real estate developer before that. You know, still doing that. But this should have helped you because
I have noticed in 30-plus years in this industry that people always discount the location where they're opening a restaurant. Because
mm-hmm.
I've heard this a million times, and it's not true. Oh, it doesn't matter where you are. If the food's good, they'll find you. It's not true.
No, it's
Mobile,
not true.
If it's not easy to get in and out of, it's not going to make it no matter how good it is.
Right.
And we've seen a lot of great restaurants come and fail simply because people didn't want to go in the parking lot.
Well, everybody knows where we're located.
Yeah.
You know, the big draw, of course, is Butch Cassidy, but we got where everybody in Mobile buys their floors right next door, Wimpy Floor Center. But, I mean, that's the Mobile staple.
And you know, if we have enough time, we're going to walk across the street to Candy's, too.
There you go. Exactly. Get some ice cream. You get some ice cream right across the street. You can drop off your delectables right next door to Penelope House. So,
it's the transformation of this corner over the years because, you know, right down here, I'm looking out your window, I can see Shrimp Basket, which mm-hmm. I worked at when it was Neiman's Midtown Market.
Exactly.
So mm-hmm. I have seen a lot of the transitions. What's going on this corner right now is great, but now adding your barbecue place into it, mm-hmm. I mean, this is a cool corner.
Mm-hmm.
And,
it's a happy corner. It really is.
Yeah.
And as soon as the weather calms down a little bit more, we're going to have tables outside.
Oh, yeah.
Right here, right out here, we have some sunshades to go out there, tables right outside. We're just waiting on the weather to get a little, you know, weather to calm down, right? Because you don't necessarily want to eat hot food outside.
It'll be Christmas then.
There you go.
We go from summer to winter.
Yeah,
we have a half a day of spring.
Yeah.
I find that interesting that you've been doing this. I've been in the barbecue business for a while myself, but mm-hmm. no longer in it. But you said you went to the catering part. I've seen a lot mm-hmm. of people go that route. They'll mm-hmm. start out in the backyard. Mm-hmm. Next thing you do, people hiring them to, mm-hmm. hey, man, can you do this party for me? Can you do that?
Yeah,
next
exactly,
thing you,
exactly.
Next thing you know, you got a business going.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
So, yeah, that's the route. And I found out on the competition circuit, that's how a lot of people start off.
Yeah. Right. So what made you go to gourmet style barbecue?
Well, I didn't want to do the same thing. I mean, you know, with me being a small local place, you know, I have to compete with all the local guys who are doing, I don't want to say regular barbecue, but
traditional.
They're doing traditional
right,
barbecue.
Very traditional,
and
yeah.
So I had to go a different route. And I'm not going too much of a different route from other regions, but I'm trying to make this the taste of Mobile now.
Right.
You know, this is not, as you all just seen it, it's not a rib just cooked with some sauce thrown all over it and thrown into the oven and whatever else. No, this is authentic smoked meat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we take time and do this.
Yeah, the chicken I was especially impressed with had a great smoke flavor, and usually chicken has the least.
Mm-hmm.
And so
our chicken is brined. We have to get at least 12 to 15 hours brining time before we let any chicken go out, and same with our ribs. And like I said, and you all tasted the brisket as well. We just added the brisket last week.
Mm-hmm.
How much time are you doing on your brisket?
We're doing 13 hours on a 14-pound brisket.
Okay. And on your ribs?
Ribs, we're at 7 hours.
Okay.
Yeah, we're at 7 hours, but we do wrap them for the last three.
And we both remarked, you know, people always say, oh, the ribs were so good they would fall off the bone. But we, all three of us know that's overcooked.
Right.
Yours are not overcooked,
exactly.
My friend. They have that
right.
perfect bite to it.
I like a little tug. It's not really a tug. It's just...
Yeah.
The rib is still on the bone.
Right.
You know, a lot of times, you see people doing it in the backyard. You'll pick it up and the meat will stay down there on the... Right. But now some people do like it that way.
Because well, the leg is... they don't want to chew. When the meat stays on the bone, that means we all know that's where the flavor is.
Right.
And that connective tissue that holds the muscle onto the bone mm-hmm. is what makes barbecue lip smacking. That when you talk about lip smacking, literally that's what it is. When you've got it falling off the bone, you've cooked all of that connective tissue out of there and you lose your lip smackingness. Mm-hmm. And right. Nobody wants to lose their lip smackingness.
Mm-hmm. I like it lip smacking good.
Yeah.
All right.
And tell us real quick about your sauces. You had three of it, and then we both have a question. The wings had something a little sweet on there. Is that a secret?
We do a little sugary glaze that we make up back there in the back.
Nice.
My new helper back there, Andre, the new cook. I had it down, but she's perfected it even more now. So, and you know, with our sauces, we kind of go. We put a little bit of this, a little bit of whatever else, and a little bit of that in. But our brisket sauce, I can say it is, we call it an espresso sauce. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a twist on to the big guy out there in Austin, Texas, mm-hmm. Franklin Barbecue.
Oh, yeah.
It's not exactly his recipe. It does have espresso coffee in it.
We would say it's an homage.
It's an homage. It's completely different from his, but...
Yeah.
You know, I've traveled this barbecue world, and mm-hmm. you know, so I've tasted some really good things, and I think mine ranks up there with the top of it.
Yeah, especially on creativity, because right. you know, you didn't bring us sliced brisket with some bread on the side. You mm-hmm. brought us an open face sandwich with exactly. cut up in chunks. The chicken three ways is a really neat approach to that. Mm-hmm. Very interesting deviled egg too. I like the little vinegar in there. Because we both talk, if you go to a supermarket and you get deviled eggs, it's going to be Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip.
And which has sugar in it and it's terrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
this was a lot different and just very succulent, I thought.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a completely original menu. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I didn't want to be, when opening up this restaurant, I found out even with doing the catering, I didn't want to be judged by somebody else, you know. Mm-hmm. Saying, you know, some people say, well, I like the potato salad over here, so we got to go over here.
Right.
So that's the reason why I didn't do baked beans and potato salad on the menu, because every barbecue place in, you know, mm-hmm. has baked beans
and potato salad. And a secret, most of them are opening the same can exactly. or taking the lid off the same tub.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. For real. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason why we have our... only two sides, the Hop and John and Coleslaw, and because this is a carnivore place,
mm-hmm.
we're trying to
meat centric.
This is meat. There you go. We're making meat
on the Hop and John. Yeah. That was phenomenal, right. And we both remarked it's worth the trip here just for the Hop and John.
Oh, well, thank you.
That's really, and like I said,
I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, and. You know, like I said, I'm going to eat this. I can say I ate something healthy. So it mm-hmm. is really healthy. Mm-hmm. It's a yellow mm-hmm. rice, and you had some black-eyed peas in there.
Mm-hmm.
The diced tomato was very nice on there.
Well, it's actually cooked with the diced tomato and cooked with the green onion, white onion. Mm-hmm. A little bit of jalapeno is added, right. added to it as well for a little, you know, a little snap to it.
Yeah. And, you know, people underrate the flavor of jalapeno. It's exactly. a delicious exactly. Fruit. It's actually right. a fruit. It is very delicious, and I love the flavor it gives. And I have done things where I didn't want the heat, and I just trim all the membrane and the seeds mm-hmm. off. And mm-hmm. if you put it in milk for a few minutes, it'll take that capsicum off. You'll get the flavor without the heat.
I'll take my jalapenos and I'll do this. Flip them out because I can't eat jalapenos.
Okay.
I'm a little older than he is, so I can't put the things in my body.
It's about six decades.
So how did you like the erotic rib? Remember, you know, we have our two rib.
I did like that. You know, I said I can eat this during the day, but I couldn't eat it at night.
Okay,
right. I need it anytime. Yeah.
Right. But you ate the other rib.
Other rib, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, the bay rub, your base rub, is very good, very distinct too. It doesn't taste like Charlie Virgo's Rodney Boone
rub. No, it's not.
Which
it's
is not. A terrific rub if you haven't been to Memphis, Mike.
Right.
I have.
There's a reason why that works. But, yeah, I really enjoyed it. And you call it your bay rub. And I felt mm-hmm. a little inspiration of this part of the country here on the coast, too. I don't mm-hmm. know if it's some bay leaf in there. I don't want to know your secrets.
Okay.
But there's something in it to me that spoke, this is barbecue on the water.
I saw a little bit of seeds. thought I saw some seeds.
Well, I mean, it's you know, a little bit of coriander seeds up in there. You're getting a little bit out of me there.
Somebody just went to India.
So what we do is, like, everybody that comes in, I tell them that we dehydrate all of our herbs, all of our peppers, everything. We dehydrate them right here, and then that's how we make our own rubs. This isn't going to Sam's or Walmart and throwing a whole bunch of stuff together.
Right.
And
Getting a can of stubs and then adding your little thing to it, which is what I do.
Okay. So no, we're dehydrating everything. Yeah.
All right.
And
this is something I need to know. What wood are you using?
We're using a mix of hickory and mesquite.
So you are using mesquite. No pecan.
Yeah.
But there's another good separation from what people in the area do.
Because
you may be the only one using mesquite.
I think I am.
It was very nice. Especially it came through in the chicken. It was very nice. And then, you know, hickory. Good Lord.
Yeah.
I mean, we can all talk about these other woods, but yeah. I mean, you can't beat hickory. Yeah,
right.
But we have found that a little bit of pecan mixed in seems to be something universal. And
there's so much pecan available.
Exactly.
And pecan trees grow pretty fast, and whereas a hickory certainly doesn't. I have no idea how fast a mesquite.
Right. The reason why I actually use some hickory, because sometimes I can't find the mesquite, so that's why I have to always have the hickory available.
I imagine the hickory's better at maintaining a consistent heat too than the mesquite.
The mesquite is stronger. It's going to give you a stronger flavor, especially on the brisket.
Right.
The hickory, yeah, does give you a little bit more of a calmer heat, right. But the mesquite is going to give you that robust flavor. It's going to give you more of a robust, a little bit more of a twang.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where are you from?
I'm from Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay.
Been in Mobile going on 15 years now.
Yeah, so you're still in the barbecue belt.
Exactly.
Did you research any of the places in North Alabama? Dreamland, of course, from Tuscaloosa.
I'm a big Bob Gibson fan. Big Bob Gibson.
Yeah.
Every time my kids have gone to space camp 2 years in a row. And so whenever we go to Huntsville, we had to drive 30 minutes down the road right there to Decatur. And I used to live
in Nashville, so return trips to Nashville involve eating somewhere in Nashville before I leave.
Yeah.
And then about the time we get to Decatur, it's time to
eat. You have to give homage to... To all the greats. I mean,
exactly.
Because
you're the next generation.
Exactly.
You know, and I am Mike's the generation a few weeks ahead of us. But we have to carry those things from generation to generation.
Right.
Take the tradition, add to
you
it the
next
You
all did spin. Not have the white sauce, because actually the reason why I didn't bring it up, we sold it all.
That's a good sign.
And how I did the white sauce was because of, you know, who invented it right there, Bob, Chris Lilly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I made it, you know, his is a mayonnaise base, mine is a different white base.
Okay.
It's a different
white base. Don't give away the secret, but yeah.
We use the white sauce. We don't cook it in the white sauce like he does.
Right, yeah, because he does that dip thing.
Yeah, he does the dip thing.
Smoke.
But we serve it on the side, and some of our customers like for us just throw it all over it.
I have been a big fan of the white sauce since the first time I tried it, which was probably 20 years ago with Big Bob Gibson.
Yeah.
But with chicken, especially in turkey, your white meats, it is the best sauce in the world.
It's
still great with pulled pork.
I've always said that Chris married well.
Exactly. He married into a great family. There you go.
All right, Arthur, well, we appreciate you, sure.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for everything.
Thank you all for coming by.
And
fabulous.
Oh,
fabulous.
We'll be back.
I keep looking, you know, my buddy's across the street over here, and I keep looking over there and keep looking over there and going, of course, it's always closed. What are your hours?
11 to 2 right now. We're going to try to open up, first time we're going to open up on the weekend, we're going to get together and start doing a Sunday brunch. Closer to where we get everything set up outside.
Right.
And we get a little liquor license. We're gonna do a Bloody Mary. Mm-hmm. You know, Bloody Mary with chicken wings and ribs sticking out of it.
I eat it or drink it.
So we're gonna you know, we just have to grow a little bit more.
Right. And you're doing it the right way. You're building slowly. You're getting, because with a barbecue place, lunch is usually your moneymaker.
Exactly.
So get that down, and then you can start opening up.
Exactly.
Because I got to tell you, there's a few law offices around here, like Green Phillips right next door. That's my voice. But I'm sure that they'll start with going, we're going to have some clients in around 4 o'clock. Can you help us out? And they're like, yeah.
So we were trying to do a cook on Saturday morning for football games.
Right.
You know, for everybody to order their food. We wanted to get all the calls in on Thursday and Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, so we'll do the cook on Saturday morning, you know, for everybody to come get their food for their, you know, house parties and, you know, for their football parties.
Just give them the address, phone number, website,
all right,
whatever you
59
got.
North Florida Street, Bay Barbecue's located. 59 North Florida Street, right across the street from Butch Cassidy, next door to Wimpy Floor Center. And phone number is 251-408-9997.
All right.
Do you have a Facebook page?
We do have a Facebook page, Bay Barbecue.
About Instagram, anything else?
Instagram, I don't know if my wife has done the Instagram
page. I need somebody else.
We do have a website. The website is www.baybarbecue.com.
That's easy.
Bay Barbecue is spelled with a Q. Okay.
Okay.
There we go. We're spelling it the new way, not the old way. Because remember, this is new Q. So it's spelled with a Q.
I sure appreciate it, Arthur.
All right.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Been a great pleasure.
Thank you.
Yeah, you
got to
turn it off.
Yeah.
You finally start.
To get on the line, call 343-0106. Now back to Mike and Stu.
Hey, it's Executive Chef Rudy Rudolph from Bill's on the Beach in Gulf Shores, Alabama. You're listening to Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu.
Well, I had my headphones backwards. I had the right on the left, left on the right. I was hearing the whole show backwards.
Does that make you dyslexic? When you reverse your headphones?
I don't know. Rudy Rudolph, by the way, cooked dinner for us recently.
Oh, yeah? Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Along with Chris Sherrill and Brody Olive and who else?
Ira Cannon.
Yeah.
Or Ira Gallen, sorry.
We may be sticking our head into Bill's today.
You may be.
We'll be right there.
All right. I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
A lot of good places to eat at.
We were just talking about the Yard Milkshake Bar.
Yeah.
There's one in Gulf Shores. Don't you think Luann would like a gourmet milkshake?
Yeah, but on 89 degree weather.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. By the way, you're going to the Shrimp Festival, which starts at 10 a.m. Someone had wanted to know when the Shrimp Festival started. Starts at 10 a.m. today.
10 a.m.
So they're boiling right now.
Burling,
something
fried,
going on.
Whatever they're doing, they're doing it all.
Something going on.
What was the name
on.
Of that shake place?
The Yard Milkshake Bar.
Now, why is it called the Yard? Because of the height of the glass?
I have no idea. I've never been there.
Well, you know what a yard glass is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know. Maybe.
Do they have those at chain restaurants?
Well, sure.
Applebee's has one?
Olive Garden, I'm sure, has got one somewhere. They keep it hid, but they've got one.
A long time ago when I worked for another company and we sold Bass Ale and
Carlos
Guinness
and Charlie's
and, all that,
and Cozumel
had we had the yard glasses. We sure did.
Oh, you're talking the half yard.
We had yard and half yards.
A yard?
Had a yard.
A 3 foot of beer.
But it was
three
skinny.
Foot of beer.
It was skinny glass. It was a skinny glass.
Oh, well, a half yard is not skinny at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's 18 inches tall. There's a bulb at the end that's just about a pint.
Mm-hmm.
A narrow tube up the middle. Then it flutes out at the top and holds probably another pint plus whatever is in the middle.
Well,
I think it's 28 ounces.
Yeah.
And it's in a wooden brace because you can't set.
That's what these were on.
You can't set the stein down. It'll roll over because the bottom is a bulb.
Well, and I love
a half yard.
I like the yard glass, too, because you don't need to have a table.
Yeah.
But if you drink too many of them, then they start falling over like bowling
pins. Have to stick your straws inside one another?
Straws? I guess you do. Yes. Match them up and make a string of straws.
Can't use no crazy straw with that.
You can't. That'd be fun, though.
That's how all cocktails should be served, is with a crazy straw. Yeah, all these frou-frou drinks with smoke coming off of them. You know what a cocktail is? It's bourbon and ice.
Mm-hmm.
Once you start adding other stuff to it, put it on the ladies' menu.
On the ladies'
menu. Man drinks booze.
My curiosity is, what in the world is a chocolatini?
Gross. They probably serve those at Olive Garden Ruby Tuesdays for
Applebee's.
That's an Applebee's creation, if ever there was.
There's no more Applebee's here.
A Martini.
In Mobile, yeah.
Yeah, but there are still over in Northwest Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mississippi.
I'm surprised there's still Chili's here.
Well, Chili's has brought their game up.
So. They did.
And they're packed out, man. Everything on Schillinger's and West Mobile is packed out.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think they got annexed into the city?
There you go. They all wanted to not pay the taxes, but they still wanted the services.
There you go.
If you want the services, you got to pay the taxes.
Right. Charlie, is it almost time?
Yeah, it's time. We got to shut up.
All right, goat. Folks, get out there. Support
goats.
Local. Be local.
Goats.
Get out there. Support local. Be local. Buy local.
And eat local goats. By the way, I had goat this week. Went to Jamaican Spice. We went and tried Texas Day Brazil.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic.
Cool.
Texas.
Poke Luau. Poke Luau.
Mike, don't try to become an auctioneer, okay?
All right, folks. Provolone.
Provolone.
Losing weight without speed eating sunflower seeds. Drinking lots of carrot juice and soaking up.